Hi, this is Mark Cherry, creator and executive producer of Desperate Housewives. I'm here to recap last week's episode for you and give you a little teaser and a little inkling of what's going on for next week's. But let's start again with last week's episode. For those of you who watched, you saw that Lynette now thinks Tom is having an affair with Anne Schilling, played by Gail O'Grady. What she doesn't realize is that her son is the one having the affair. We saw Catherine and Mike Delfino meet after Mike's bad date, and Catherine invited him into her house for some lemonade. There's a promise of something going on there. And we saw Gabrielle suddenly become very jealous of Carlos's new client, Mrs. Hildebrand, but at the end become friends with her when Mrs. Hildebrand offers to take the entire family to Europe. Dave tells Edie about his brother that died in prison. We got to see that, and we got some inkling that perhaps this is his reason for coming onto Wisteria Lane. And we got to see Susan and Jackson decide that, you know, they needed to start their relationship from scratch, that with all their emotional baggage, they just need to start from square one. And Jackson called Susan in a very cute, romantic way to get the ball rolling. A couple of the interesting aspects of this episode for me as the executive producer is that Charlie, who plays one of the twins, he plays Porter, the one having the affair with Anne Schilling, I think he was just scared out of his mind that his first on-screen kiss was going to be with the very gorgeous and sexy Gail O'Grady. But he was a trooper, and he showed up and did that. An interesting thing about the casting of Gail O'Grady, I met her at a Hollywood political fundraising type thing, and we were seated together at the same table. And I had first met her when she came into audition last season for the part of Catherine Mayfair, Dana Delaney's part. And I was so taken with Gail, I didn't think she was exactly right for that part. But I had her in my mind. And when we came up with the idea of getting someone very kind of seductive and an older woman that some teenage boy would be just crazy to have a fling with, God love Gail, she came to mind. And what's funny is when I called to offer the part to Gail, apparently just the night before she had been thinking, gosh, why haven't I been on Desperate Housewives yet? And we both laughed about it, and she said that the phone call was just perfect timing because her mind had been our show. So that was one of those cases where, you know, it was just meant to be. And I meet an awful lot of people in this town, you know, going out to functions, various things around the city. And I don't always, you know, offer people parts that way. But Gail, she really kind of was in my head, and I was so glad that we were able to do something with her, and we've really had a lovely time. Jamie Denton and Dana Delaney had the best time having their own scene together. That was their first time having a scene, just the two of them, and they had a great time. And, of course, we had the fantastic Frances Conroy playing Mrs. Hildebrand, and I think that was a lot of fun for her to do a scene at the end where, you know, Eva Longoria was jealous of her, and really had a good time with, you know, Terry Hatcher and Gail Harold figuring out, you know, where their relationship's going. And for those of you who saw the scene in the shower where Susan has to walk in naked and suddenly knock out a woman in the shower, you know, we had two literally naked actresses with just very little covered up shooting that all day long, and the director thanked me profusely. Now let's talk about next week's episode. We're going to see that Susan, who is very serious about starting fresh in their relationship, is going to withhold sex from Jackson, who is not entirely happy with this. But this will help Jackson get over a kind of a creative block that he's had. And we're going to have a reveal of what his secret pastime is in the episode. And there'll be more on that to come. Bree is going to be blackmailed with a sex tape. As it turns out, we're going to show you Bree and Orson having a moment of indiscretion in their test kitchen.
Your turn.
Oh, the New Christian Reader just published an advance review of my cookbook. Listen, Mrs. Vandekamp's colorful stories of her upbringing show her upstanding values, but her recipes are sinfully delicious. They gave me 4 halos.
Then I think this is appropriate. Holy cow.
I have to admit I had some reservations about us working together, but this has succeeded beyond my wildest dream.
We're quite a team, aren't we?
Yeah, and the best part is we get to see each other all the time.
Mm-hmm, I know, which makes the hardest part keeping my hands off you all the time.
Orson, you can't be serious here.
Hmm? This kitchen is the birthplace of our triumphs. What better place to celebrate them?
And someone's about to blackmail them with it, but we're going to surprise you about what the truth is in that storyline. We're going to see Frances Conroy's character, Mrs. Hildebrand, suddenly become very possessive of Gabrielle's children, who are spending the weekend with her, and her insistence that they start calling her grandma. So she's going to become a little creepy. And then we're going to find out that Mrs. McCluskey and her sister Roberta have discovered information about Dave's past through Roberta's connections working with a phone company. And they're going to start to reveal a little bit more about Dave's relationship with Dr. Heller, the doctor we introduced in the first episode. I'd always wanted to have Lily Tomlin play her sister, and it just seemed like, you know, kind of a funny homage to the Snoop sisters, you know, these two older women, you know, in their efforts to, you know, get the goods on a guy. And so that was really born of my desire to, one, make sure that someone on the street almost immediately knew that Dave was up to something, and also, you know, I just, you know, love watching Catherine do her thing. And I thought, you know, introducing the character of her sister would just be a fun thing for the fans. So I think they're terrific together. An interesting thing about Lily Tomlin coming to work with us, I showed up on set and she and the costume designer had come up with this look for her. It was a little bit biker. She had a animal print on and this leather jacket. And I was a little surprised. I hadn't really envisioned the character looking that way. But I thought it was an interesting choice. But I said to Lily, I said, there's so much leather, I'm just seeing the biker part of it. So for those of you who pay attention into the scene where she's there with her sister for the first time, Lily kept the jacket down around her shoulders because I had asked that. And I didn't know what she was going to do. So when I saw the dailies, I just laughed and laughed and laughed because she really gave me everything I wanted. I got to see the leather jacket, but it wasn't there predominantly in the scene. And it just became kind of an interesting intro into this character, who's cash and kind of wearing stuff off the shoulder, but, you know, still has this biker look. And I really applaud both Lily and our costume designer, Kate Adair, for coming up with a very specific point of view for the character in terms of wardrobe. I thought it was a very canny choice and a very fun one. Lynette will find out the truth that Porter is sleeping with Anne Schilling, and that will lead to a very ugly scene between her and Anne at a PTA meeting. So that's coming up, and that's going to be real juicy. So we continue to deepen these storylines. The mystery storyline gets a little bit more interesting with another twist and turn. And you're just going to see some more juicy stuff next week. So please, please, please do not forget to watch on ABC.